When was the last time you had a truly original idea? A NASA study found that while 98% of 5-year-olds score as highly creative, only 2% of adults over 25 retain this ability. This striking decline isn't because we've lost our creative capacity, it's because we've neglected it. In today's rapidly evolving business landscape, where the average lifespan of S&P 500 companies has plummeted from 61 years to just 18, creativity isn't optional, it's essential for survival. Companies like Microsoft and Disney understand this, making creative thinking required learning for their teams. But what separates innovative organizations from those that become the next Blockbuster or BlackBerry? The answer lies in systematic approaches to reclaiming our innate creative abilities before it's too late. Our educational system bears much responsibility for this creativity crisis. From early childhood, we're taught to memorize right answers rather than generate new ideas. We learn that mistakes are bad and develop a fear of unconventional thinking. Unlike children who approach problems with boundless curiosity, adults become bound by rigid conventions and assumptions. The good news? Creativity isn't permanently lost. It's simply an unexercised muscle that can be strengthened with deliberate practice and the right techniques. Our minds operate largely on autopilot, performing routine tasks with little conscious thought. While these automatic responses help us navigate daily life efficiently, they limit our creative potential when facing challenges. Metacognition, thinking about your thinking, is essential. Just as we strategize about diet and fitness, we need to consciously manage our thinking processes. Research links metacognition to intelligence and successful problem solving, yet few people apply strategic approaches to thinking. Understanding your thinking patterns is the first step toward improvement. By identifying your strengths and weaknesses in generating ideas, analyzing them, or implementing solutions, you can minimize risks and target specific improvement techniques. The brain is remarkably plastic and trainable. Organizations that reduce bias in decision-making achieve up to 7 percentage points higher returns, according to McKinsey. Companies with innovation-focused cultures saw net income increases of 756% compared to just 1% for those without creative thinking philosophies. Have you ever been certain about something only to discover you were wrong? Our minds can be remarkably capable yet deeply flawed when making decisions. Selective thinking functions like a filter that validates certain ideas while discounting others. This bias manifests as selective attention, seeing what we expect, selective recall, remembering only supporting evidence, and selective observation, accepting confirming information while ignoring counterarguments. These biases create critical thinking errors, ignoring obvious facts, like Henry Ford's "any color as long as it is black," stopping at the first right answer, becoming attached to pet ideas, Kodak clinging to film, being misled by expectations, and loss aversion, hating losses about 2 to 2.5 times more than equivalent gains. To overcome selective thinking, we must challenge ourselves by seeking disconfirming evidence, exploring multiple solutions even after finding the answer, and recognizing when expectations color our perception. Market drivers like Amazon, IKEA, and Starbucks predict customer needs and deliver unexpected value by systematically solving problems creatively. The Solution Finder framework consists of 4 steps. 1. Understanding. Define the challenge clearly. 2. Ideation. Generate ideas without judgment. 3. Analysis. Evaluate ideas systematically. 4. Direction. Implement solutions effectively. This process balances divergent thinking, expansive, free-flowing, with convergent thinking, logical, analytical. Most people struggle with true divergent thinking because they judge ideas prematurely. The key sequence? Diverge first to generate many ideas, then converge to evaluate and select the best options. Workplace conditioning keeps us in critical thinking mode, hampering creative brainstorming. When generating ideas, suspending judgment is crucial, as self-doubt severely impairs creativity. The Solution Finder creates the optimal context for creativity, offering specific tools for each problem-solving stage that match problems with appropriate approaches. While eureka moments occur, innovation typically stems from deliberate ideation techniques. Research shows individuals generate more ideas than groups, 84 versus 32 in 15 minutes, due to dominant personalities, judgment fears, social loafing, and inefficient turn-taking. Effective brainstorming combines individual work with group collaboration through a three-phase approach. Individual ideation first, small group collaboration, then whole group discussion, minimizing groupthink while maximizing creativity. For best results, set ambitious quantity quotas, welcome wild ideas, postpone judgment, and build on others' contributions. The most creative ideas typically emerge in the final third of your session after obvious solutions are exhausted. Incubation, taking breaks from active problem solving, enhances creativity. Research shows participants interrupted with unrelated tasks generate more ideas than those working continuously. Distribute ideation across shorter sessions with breaks rather than marathon sessions. Mind maps offer a superior alternative to linear lists, using visual diagrams that radiate from a central topic, reflecting our natural associative thinking patterns. When faced with generating ideas, a blank page can be daunting. 49% of workers believe creativity skills would make them more effective, yet 75% lack relevant training. Here are practical creativity tools to stimulate ideas and overcome mental blocks. Reverse brainstorming flips conventional thinking by approaching problems from the opposite direction. Instead of asking, "How do we solve this problem?" ask, "How could we cause this problem?" For example, asking, "How do we provide awful customer service?" breaks predictable thinking patterns. Metaphoric thinking helps escape conventional thinking by understanding one problem in terms of another. Identify your challenge, reframe it as a metaphor, solve the metaphorical problem, then map solutions back. How to get more customers becomes how to catch a fish, where use correct bait translates to use appropriate advertising. Combinational creativity leverages our brain's natural drive to connect different ideas. Most innovations are recombinations of existing elements, like Gutenberg combining a wine press with coin imprinting to create the printing press. This technique involves generating both sensible and outlandish ideas, then combining elements to create hybrid solutions. Analysis transforms brainstorming into actionable solutions. As Steve Jobs said, innovation is saying no to 1,000 ideas. Research shows it takes about 3,000 raw ideas to yield one commercially successful solution. The process involves three stages: sort, edit to a manageable shortlist, screen, evaluate using emotional and logical criteria, and select, choose your final solution. Force field evaluation helps assess viability by weighing driving forces against resisting forces, allowing you to strengthen positives and mitigate negatives. Implementation demands persistence. Rovio's Angry Birds required thousands of iterations before success. Walt Disney faced 302 rejections before financing Disney World. James Dyson created 5,127 prototypes over 15 years, and Thomas Edison designed 9,000 light bulb variations. Knowledge workers spend 41% of time on low-value tasks. The solution is investing in creativity during peak performance periods. For innovation projects, break them into manageable chunks and identify which tasks require creativity versus productivity. 4 30-minute sessions prove more effective than one 120-minute stretch. Creativity isn't something we lose, it's something we reclaim through deliberate practice and the right techniques. As you apply these methods, better decisions will transform your ideas into tangible successes.